I don't know if you've ever been out when it's been very dark and you've looked up at the sky and you've seen the stars shining brightly. I remember in the rural part of Zambia going out and just looking up at the stars, and everything just seemed so clear. There were no street lights anywhere, no electricity, nothing. The stars were shining brightly. Against a dark background, the light shines brightly. When the sun comes up, then you see everything clearly. And so the landscape is lit up and you see things clearly. And what we're remembering as we come to Christmas is Jesus, the light, coming into the darkness, shining brightly against the darkness and showing us clearly everything. So I want us, first of all, to think about the darkness. And we live in a world where it is dark. And so you have a picture here of some of the destruction through war. And many people in many countries have experienced the darkness of war, where their homes have been destroyed, their families have been destroyed, and there is darkness because of war. There is darkness because of disaster. And there's a picture there in northern Japan when the tsunami struck and lives were turned upside down and there was darkness. There's also darkness in our lives. So that things happen in our individual lives and we come into a place that's dark. Whether it's through death of a loved one. Earlier this month, my sister-in-law lost her identical twin sister. She'd been ill for a long time with lung cancer. And then on the 9th of December, she died. Well, it's been a dark time for this sister. Identical twin, and you lose her like that. Sometimes it's through physical or mental illness that you come into a dark place, or maybe there's a loss of a job. And so we experience darkness. A well-known German pastor who experienced the war in Germany, his church and his home was bombed. And his children were so hungry that they were licking the pictures of food in a recipe book. There was no food. And they were licking these pictures. And it was a dark time for them. And this is what he said. He said, "The one fixed pole in all the bewildering confusion is the faithfulness of God." There's the light, the only light in a totally dark situation. And so when Jesus came into the world, it was dark. It was a dark place. And today in our world, it is a dark place for many people in their own situations and as we look around at the world. But the light came into the darkness. Jesus, the light of the world. And so we read John 1 and verse 1. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." And then in verse 9, "The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world." And then further on in John's Gospel, chapter 9 and verse 5, we read, "While I am in the world, I am the light of the world." Jesus is the light of the world. Now, in what way is he the light of the world? Well, he's the light of the world because, first of all, he shows us what God is like. He is the one who came because he is God, and he came to show us what God is like. So when we think of Jesus being born in a manger, This is God lying in a manger. This is the humility of God. God lying as a baby. When we read of Jesus going around healing people, feeding the 5,000, raising the dead, this is God showing compassion. He saw the needs of people, and he had compassion on them. But it's also God showing us the future. This is what the new world will be like. There will be no more disease, there will be no more death, there will be no hunger. This is what God is promising for the future. And when we see Jesus hanging on a cross, this is God hanging on a cross. This is God showing us his mercy and his grace. This is God showing us the victory of the cross over sin and death and all the powers of evil. This is the guarantee that one day all evil will be totally destroyed. One day it will no longer be dark. One day all those who plan evil things will be stopped. The cross guarantees that. It is God on the cross dealing with the sin and evil and darkness of our world. Jesus is the light of the world, showing us what God is like. But he's also the light of the world, showing us what a true human being is like. And so we read, "The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us." When we look at Jesus, we see what a true human being should be like. This is how you and I should be, like Jesus. He came and lived among us. He became one of us. He understands us. He came and dwelt among us. And Jesus is the light of the world. He dispels the darkness. The true light shines through the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. Jesus is the source of life. He's the creator. And so John 1, verse 3 and 4 says, "Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men." He's the creator. He's the source of life. And he came to bring life to us human beings. He's also the revealer. He's the one who explains everything. I don't know if you've had times when you've been confused about something, and then suddenly you understand it, and it's as if a light bulb goes on in your head. This year is 100 years since Albert Einstein produced his general theory of relativity. I haven't had a clue what it's about. And there have been various programs trying to explain what it's about. But I can't say that the light bulb moment has come on. Jesus came to open our minds to see the truth. The theory of relativity is complicated. But you imagine what God, trying to explain God, that's much more complicated. And Jesus came to show us what God is like, to show us what life is all about, to talk about the future and how we can experience the future. He came to open our minds to the truth. He is the revealer of the truth. The psalmist says, "The unfolding of your word gives light." And that's what Jesus came, the creator and the revealer, to bring life. Well, what about coming into the light? When Jesus came, there were those who didn't see who he was. And so we read earlier in John 1, verse 10 and 11. "He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. They were in the dark. The light bulb hadn't gone on in their heads to understand who this person was. And in John's Gospel, chapter 3, we have the story of one of the religious leaders, Nicodemus. He wants to find out more, but he's in the dark. And so John tells us he comes to Jesus at night. I think partly because he was afraid, but I think also it's a way of describing what his mind was like. He was in the dark. He didn't know who Jesus was. And as he talks with Jesus, it's clear the light hasn't gone on in his understanding. And so Jesus came. People didn't understand who he was. And that's true of our world today. People don't understand who Jesus is. In chapter 9, verse 39, where Jesus heals a man, he said, "You're blind," to the religious leaders. He's just performed a miracle before them, and they refuse to accept who he is. Not only don't we recognize who he is, but we don't recognize where we are, that we are in the dark. And so in John's Gospel, chapter 3, verse 19 and 20, Jesus says, "This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but men love darkness instead of light, because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that his deeds will be exposed." One of the dangers of getting too near to Jesus is that your life is exposed. The light shines into your mind and exposes your thoughts. It shines into your heart, your being, and you're exposed before God. And people don't want to be exposed, so they prefer to be in the darkness. They don't want to come into the light and have everything exposed. And yet, that's what we need to do. We need humbly to come and say, "Here I am, just as I am. I know I think things that are wrong. I know I do things that are wrong. I'm ashamed of some of the things that I do, but I want to come into the light." And those who do that, they receive a wonderful blessing from God, seeing and coming. Just listen to John 1 and verse 12. "Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God." He is the light of the world, come into the world. And there were those who received him, and they became children of God. And I know that many of you here this evening, you've received Jesus. You've opened your lives to the light, and you've become children of God. Front here, there's the Gospels, Gospel of John. If you want to know more about who Jesus is, if you want that light bulb moment to come on, take one of these Gospels and search, find out whether Jesus really is the light of the world. In John 3, verse 16 and 17, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him." Have you seen who Jesus is? Have you come to him to become a child of God? The light shines in the darkness. The darkness has not understood it. The darkness can never extinguish it.